The Nebraska women's basketball team went overtime with number 3-ranked Iowa Sunday afternoon, but the Huskers came up short to the Hawkeyes, who won 94-89 to win the Big Ten Tournament Championship in Minneapolis. Husker head coach Amy Williams afterward was certainly pleased with the effort that her team displayed throughout the entire tournament.
I'm just so proud of the way that they have responded. I thought they did. They shut out the noise, the outside noise, and just were able to lock in, and every single time it felt like we had an answer, and we're at answering runs, and I think that just shows their commitment to wanting to have a positive response and do the next best thing on every step.
Junior center Alexis Markowski tied the Nebraska school record with her 40th career double-double, leading the Huskers with 23 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, and a pair of steals. Nebraska will wait and see where they will go in the postseason. The number 21 ranked and second seeded Creighton women's basketball team suffered a 55-46 loss to 6-seeded Georgetown in the Big East Tournament Championship semifinals on Sunday. The loss dropped the Blue Jays to 25-5 on the season. Creighton will await to see where they're heading in the NCAA tournament. To round out the regular season, the Nebraska men's basketball team picked up an 85-70 win in Michigan on Sunday afternoon. K-State Tominaga led the Huskers with 30 points in the win. Nebraska finishes out the regular season at 22-9, 12-8 in Big Ten play. The Huskers also get a double bye for this upcoming week's Big Ten tournament. Creighton's Baylor Shireman was named the unanimous first-team All-Big East men's basketball selection. Teammates Trey Alexander and Ryan Kalkbrenner were second-team picks. The Blue Jays are the only team with three men honored as one of the top two teams in the Big East. Creighton got a road win at Villanova on Saturday to earn a number 2 seed in this week's Big East tournament in New York. It was also announced on Friday that Creighton men's basketball coach Greg McDermott has signed a long-term contract extension. The previous contract was set to expire after the completion of the 2025-26 season. And the Nebraska baseball team got 10 of its runs with two outs and overcame a 5-run deficit as the Huskers clinched the series over South Alabama Sunday afternoon with a 12-7 win at Hawks Field Haymarket Park. Nebraska travels to Wichita State tomorrow and Wednesday for a pair of midweek games. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.